Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlock because I can't afford Blackrock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
It's getting charitable on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road stunners who are more ethical than you. Fanny underscore that's my name get over it kicked it all off yesterday when she posted a photo of herself buying beef with a 30% off sticker in Lidl because it was nearly out of date. Before any of us could push the ban Fanny button, she was back with a photo of herself hugging a homeless person on the Grand Parade, followed by a 500 word lecture on how she'd accepted a live like a poor person challenge. You have to show how you can live on €100 a week as a way of understanding how people survive in the slums like Bishopstown and Ballinlock. We banned Fanny from the group for a month because that's our response to everything. But this is tricky for the Douglas Road stunners. It's one thing to go to a charity lunch in Hayfield Manor in aid of a good cause and drink your meagre body weight in espresso martinis of a Friday afternoon. It's another thing to be seen buying almost gone-off beef in Lidl. Surely there must be some middle ground where we can advertise our virtue without going to a German supermarket. Any ideas for us at all, Audrey? Jenny Douglas Road.
I rang Posh Cousin there and said, what's the best way to understand a poor person? She said, I have an app on my phone that can translate it from the Nori speak.
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Balladesmond. My bitch of a sister is coming down from Dublin next week with her two snivelling children that are for the Easter, and she'd do anything for a bit of free childcare. No prizes for guessing the tool head that will be stuck with her kids while she swans around leading her best life, as she calls it, on Instagram. Speaking of the Insta, isn't that bitch after announcing to her 10,000 followers the goals that she is going to post a series of little videos during her visit highlighting the rich cultural heritage that we have down in the borderland between North Cork, Limerick and Kerry? To top it all, didn't she ring me yesterday and say, I have a job for you, Rosaline from Balladesmond. Go out there now and scout 10 good locations for my series of videos to show the lads. Talk about a tall order, Audrey. The only culture you'll get in Skaptaglen is inside in a tub of yogurt. And I wouldn't fancy your chances of finding an exhibition of Dutch masters in an art gallery in Knocknagree. The only thing I could find is the Schlievlokra music trail. But I'm not sure if my sister's Chi-Chi Nab and friends would be into a fiddle player from Newmarket. Can you think of anything else, Rosaline Balladesmond?
My niece is an artist. You might have seen her sculpture on Roundabout and thought it was an awful waste of money. I said, what would you tell people to see in Ballydesmond? She said, a shrink. Like, what are they doing in North Cork?
Come here. What's the story with being a billionaire media mogul? Myself and the old doll are addicted to that show. What's it called? Succession. It do be on Sky. It was back on there during the week. Thank God, too, now, like. Because we were running out of things to talk about. And have you seen the price of relationship counselling? Mind you, wouldn't bother us if we were as rich as the Gormies on Succession. All their houses do have amazing views. It's like living on the North Side. Do you all dads nagging me now? Saying we need to up our game and start dressing like billionaires. Fake it till you make it. I said, Grangle, you can walk into the pub first on Friday. Take the bulk of the slagging for dressing like a Kardashian. She spat back, well, it'd be nice to see you in something other than that Liverpool top, like. I've no idea how you can dress like a billionaire. The fair and Succession's always in cardigans. That's a non-runner for me now, like. Any fashion tips for a wannabe billionaire, Audrey? Douchadoni, Blackpool.
My sister is a personal shopper to the richest woman in Cork. I said, how would you describe her? She said, very carefully, she spies everywhere. I said, damn it, I was hoping you'd dish the dirt and I could sell it to one of them.
Hey, dude. So, I've just seen that the Hurling League final between Limerick and Kilkenny is going to be in Porky Queeve. The place is going to smell of ham and racehorses for weeks after their knuckle-dragger fans moping around my neck of the woods. It could be the death blow for house prices in Ballintemple, which could directly impact my plans to retire at the age of 32 and give up the whole entrepreneur gig. Is there, like, a court of appeal where I could beg them to move the game to Thurles? Ed, Ballintemple.
I rang the GA there and asked them to move the game for you. The woman said, sorry, there's only one thing that could stop a match going ahead in Páirce Caoimh, and that's Ed Sheeran. Or Elton John, maybe.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.